Curtis Bowers, and this is Agenda Weekly. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. If you're watching on Rumble, please like and follow. That helps us out a lot. This weekend, I'm going to be traveling to North Carolina for the Prepper Camp, and probably will meet some of you there. I've already heard from some that they're going. And then next week, I'll let you know how it was and maybe take some videos there and kind of show you what it was like. But I think that should be a great weekend. Today, I have a very important episode for you. A theory has been circulating around for several years now called devolution. And what this theory is that Trump and the military are still in total control of our country and what's going on. And they're kind of setting things up so they can arrest all the evildoers and the deep state people and weed them out and put us back on a course of freedom and prosperity and all that. It was brought to my attention this week. There's a new documentary out on this called The Greatest Show on Earth, and it's circulating all over. So I watched it because I wanted to see, you know, what they had to say for that idea. And in brief, I think it's a dangerous lie, and I'll tell you why today. But today's episode is Deconstructing Devolution. And I hope you learn a lot with this and then share it with those that might have been deceived by some of the propaganda out there. I think the reason this is gaining so much ground and so many different types of people are buying into it is because it's very easy to be deceived by a lie if you want the lie to be true. That's a key for life. It's like I've seen so many women that have been lied to in their life, but they were so easily deceived. I remember in high school and college, because the guy told them what they wanted to hear, how beautiful he thought they were and how much they loved them and all these things. And then once the guys had used them, they dumped them, and the woman was sitting there disillusioned by the whole thing. But I realized as I saw that happen over and over again throughout high school and college, wow, it's so easy to be deceived, again, when the propaganda is what you really want to hear. Well, that's what devolution is. Of course, all of us wish Trump was still in charge and the military was on our side and going to step up at some point and arrest all the wicked people and set the whole world back on a course of freedom. That would be wonderful. But I truly believe, and this is my opinion, that is a complete and total lie. Back in 1917, after the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, and they formed the Soviet Union, they knew, the communists knew, it's going to take us a long time to get control of all of Russia. It's such a huge country. So we need to buy some time here so revolts don't start up against us before we've gotten totalitarian control. And so what the KGB did was they started whispering in all the little towns and villages throughout Russia, hey, the military is getting ready to throw out the communist and set you on a course of freedom. And they said, just trust the plan. Trust the plan, and it's going to be okay. Just wait. It's going to happen at the right time. And so that propaganda, the communists knew, would cause the people to do nothing. Because they knew, oh, no, pretty soon, they're setting things up pretty soon. All this stuff is going to happen. I'm not going to have to do anything, and I'm going to be free again, and the communists will be out. But of course, it was the communists who were preaching those lies so the people wouldn't do anything to rise up against them, because they knew if they rise up early on in this revolution as we're taking over the country, we're going to be in trouble because our numbers are so few. And I think that is exactly what this The Greatest Show on Earth video is all about, and all the people pumping out these little things to make us think there's something big happening behind the scenes. But this film, and you can watch it if you want to, but I'm saying just be careful because it's telling you what you want to hear. But I think everything has been so misinterpreted, so it's delusional in what it is saying, in my opinion. It's also weird in that it's done like a music video where there's music, rock songs playing throughout the entire thing, almost to kind of hypnotize you, like a music video, just so I guess maybe you'll just watch it and, oh yeah, it's great, whatever. It's really weird. I've never really seen anything quite like it before. There's an old saying that the blackest of all lies is the lie that's half truth. And I believe that's what this movie is, because there's some good facts at the beginning to build interest and trust. And you see that and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I know some of those things are true. But then they go off on this path of redefining all the events of the last 8 years since 2015 in totally a different light of reality. Every bad thing we would say has happened, they go, oh, no, that was part of the plan. And it's really a good thing. And I'll get more into that in a second. But I just bring this up at the beginning because I know a lot of good people that have sent me stuff like this that believe this. And I just want to warn you, be careful. Be very careful, because I do not believe it is true. I believe it is someone who is either utterly naive and doesn't have a clue of how the world really works, or there's someone that is purposely misleading and that's working for the deep state, for the intel communities. And that wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. I don't know who did it. I don't know anything about them. I don't want to know anything about them. But I think this film is poison. And again, I'll go into some of the more of those details right now. I think the founding principle of the whole thing is that Trump is still president. And we could argue, yeah, that's true, because he really won the 2020 election, whatever. But they're saying he is still making the decisions that are happening. And that's ridiculous. As it goes through the film, it shows that on his tour that he went throughout the world when he first became president in 2017 and 2018, he got all the countries of the world to go along with this. The film makes the assertion that the whole world is behind Trump now, just waiting for him to clean house of the deep state worldwide with our military. That's what they're saying in the film. You can watch it, but again, I just don't be deceived by it. Reality is almost all the leaders of the world are part of the deep state, part of the World Economic Forum, part of the United Nations nonsense. And so it's again, the exact opposite of the truth. Now, the military, it's important to understand, they think, again, the military is all good and it's behind Trump and it's going to do whatever he tells them to do. But we saw all 4 years of the Trump administration, the military was always against him. They were lying to him about things. The top, Secretary of Defense and some of the top military leaders we know were siding with our number one enemy, Red China, the communists. They had called them and said, hey, if he does anything against you, we'll let you know ahead of time. And they're on our side. I don't know what delusional state people are in to believe this. Hitler said, tell a lie, make it big, repeat it often, and the majority of the people will believe you. And I think that's all this is. It's just that being done to our side to get us to do nothing, because we're going to all sit back and go, Trump's got it all under control. Trust the plan. A sobering reality we also have to face is our military has been pretty rotten and corrupt since World War II. Eisenhower, he pushed 2 million displaced people back into the Soviet Union, even those that did not want to go, as they were being slaughtered right on the other side of the line, and he made all 2 million of them go. Truman stopped Douglas MacArthur from setting the whole country of Korea free, firing him because he was fighting the communists and wanted to go into Red China at that time and free the people of China from Mao. And Truman, our great conservative president, no, you can't do anything against the communists and give half of Korea back to the communists. I'm telling you, the last time we had good generals in charge of our military was George Patton and Douglas MacArthur. And there's hardly been any since then. I know there's a decent man here and there, and a lot of the soldiers are well-intentioned, patriotic boys, but they've been lied to, and they've been used to do evil things all over the world, and they've been used as cannon fodder in Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, all the different Iraqi war, Afghan war, all those things. All those boys that died for nothing. And I know it's hard to say that, but it's true. So these higher ups, they don't care about our country. They don't care about their soldiers. It's all a war machine. Watch this clip here. This is from Julian Assange. He was the one that had hacked in and got all the top secret, private internal intel from our military. And that's why they hate him so much. But he exposed a lot of it to the world the stuff that didn't expose any of our secrets or things that shouldn't be known, but just the corruption, how evil our military was. But here's what he said is the entire point of war. Watch this.
The goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
I think he is 100% accurate. That's all it is. It's a money laundering operation for the elites of the world to funnel the taxes from all the free countries of the world to an effort, and then half of it gets skimmed off into the pockets of the elites and the deep state and everything else. It's not about our boys. It's not about freedom. The Ukraine's not about any of that stuff either. It's a total lie, and we see that. When our own Congress says, no, we don't need to know where they spent $110 billion that we're giving them, you know, oh, everyone would want an account of that. If you cared about it and if it was really going to what you said it was going to, everyone would go, yeah, of course, we want to know how it was spent, how our tax dollars was spent. Well, we'll never know that, and they don't want us to know that, because I bet you half or more of that is just going back into the congressmen and the senators' pockets and Zelensky and all the corrupt leaders of the world. Then another claim it made right after that, it says, right now, they're getting ready, our military, to free the world from a one-world government. And I believe the only objective of our military and these elites is to set up a one-world government. I think it's the exact opposite of the truth. I think all the things they're doing right now is not to set up conditions for the military to free us, but to set up the conditions to be able to use our military against us. That's what devolution is. It's the plans behind the scene to get us to not do anything while they're finishing the last few steps to have total control. They're hoping for the next couple years we're just going to be trusting the plan as they put the final bricks in place, the final executive orders in place, so that, okay, now it is constitutional to have our military be used against the American citizens because they are domestic terrorists and we must do that. Most all of the good patriotic leaders have been purged out since 2009 when Obama came into office. I remember 1 week, it was like 60 to 70 of the old seasoned military leaders that Obama didn't like. He fired them in 1 week and removed them into early retirement because he didn't want them around because they were moving the military not to be patriotic, but to be one world minded, to be, you know, willing to do whatever it needs to do for those in a power, not worrying about what the Constitution says, not worrying about rules and the law and order of things, but they wanted the control of it. And that's been working on ever since. Last summer when our military is having drag queen shows and things like that, that shows what they're doing is they're trying to attract activists into the military, not patriots. They're purging the patriots that won't take these poison shots, that won't just submit and do whatever they're told, even when it's wrong. And so they're setting the military up to be a radical organization that has the power and force of the weapons they have to be able to control anyone that disobeys with them. That's my opinion of it. They talk about the famous Capitulation World Tour, which I briefly talked about, but where he got all the leaders of the world to agree with him, it's time to drain the swamp. And the way he bribed them to do this, even all the rotten European leaders and everything, and the communists and in India and Russia and everything, is he bribed them by saying, if you don't go along, we will destroy you, supposedly. It's ludicrous to me. But again, it's such a big lie, and he puts it there with supposed documentation. He says, oh, see the way that man's holding his hands? That means he is submitted to Trump and things like that. You're like, a lot of people cross their hands. That doesn't mean you've submitted to Trump. And just thing after thing, it's just, if you're mindlessly watching it, listening to the music, by the end, because it's what you wanted to hear, you might go, wow, that's fantastic. But it's not. Some of the facts they had at the very beginning about how America was turned into a corporation in the late 1800s and things like that, it is true. And so it pulls you in because you're like, oh, I've heard about that. And it was so they could deny us our rights. And really, well, we are just subjects of the corporation. And we really are, because as Alan Keyes once told me, he said, if you live in a country where your government decides how much of your income you get to keep, you are a slave, period. They might be benevolent, so they're allowing you to keep enough of it to pay your bills. But the way it's set up now, as things changed in the early 1900s, they can decide what the tax rates are. And like I've said before on here, it's been as high as 90% sometimes. And it could be 90% on everyone if they want it. There's no regulations or restrictions on that. They have the right to demand an income tax of the people. So when they're in control of 100% of our income, that means we're their slaves and we're just willing to put up with that. They've just been slowly getting more and more control and bigger government over the last 100 years, so that if they could ever get control of elections completely, where they knew they don't have to worry about how we vote and if we like what they're doing or not, you'll see the income tax rates go up higher and higher and higher. Well, the first 100+ years of American history, there was no income tax. The Constitution said you can't levy a tax on the people's income. But they changed all that in 1913 and 14 with the Federal Reserve and everything. So the section that has some good info sets you up to believe what I believe is a delusion. It takes all the events, like I said, of the last 8 years, things like the rigged 2020 election, January 6th, that was all part of the plan, the Biden inauguration, everything that's happened to destroy America, and says, oh no, this is all part of the plan. Trump, by executive orders, laid everything out so he would still be in power even after the election was over. That's the founding premise of the whole thing that people are believing. Even while he is being convicted in courts, he's being tried for felonies, of course, that he didn't do. The whole system is against him, but they say that's part of the plan. So we'll be riled up against the system. Again, I think we are getting riled up against the system, and that's wonderful because we see the injustice of the elections, of the COVID nonsense, of so many different things. But that is just a blessing that people are awakening. But we're awakening to see these people are in total control. And it goes deep, deep, deep down. And it's far more important than the political aspects of things. This film doesn't get into anything like the educational system, Hollywood, you know, the media and stuff like that. It's all like, no, no, if we get Trump back in there, all our problems worldwide will be over. So Trump is 100% in power right now, making all the decisions and is waiting for the right moment to spring the trap on all evil worldwide. And again, I think it's back to just trust the plan, the KGB Marxist strategy from over 100 years ago. They talk about Trump in a superhuman way because they know we like Trump. And so we want to believe that he's this person they're creating that's going to root out all evil worldwide. But the reality is about Trump, he's clueless on most things. And that's just true. He does not read. He said that in an interview I watched once. I go, someone that doesn't read is always going to be subject to the advisors around you that are telling you what's going on, or the news station you're watching or whatever. And half of his advisors were from the deep state. We know that. I think he's learned some of that now. The Bill Barrs and the Mike Pence and the Fauci. Someone that's been rotten to the core for decades. He puts him up and lets him be in charge of everything. I knew within a month of COVID starting, this guy is rotten, as I started to dig in. Who is he? He was killing off all the homosexuals in America for money with the AIDS pandemic and AZT, this drug he was giving them that killed them. And he was never exposed. He kept getting promoted to higher and higher positions with more and more power. Mitch McConnell is going along with. These are all deep state people that hate America, but they love power and control. And they may talk patriotically sometimes because they know they have to, so you'll vote for them. But Trump is a great negotiator. He's great at business things. He loves America and Americans, which I love about him. So I think he's learned a lot since he became president, but he's clueless on so much of the deep level of these things that go back 100 years. And because of that, to think he's coordinating all this is foolishness. Leaders have to know everything to be a good leader, everything. I know you're like, well, how, nobody knows everything. I know, and that's why it's so tough to be a leader. But you have to, whether you're a pastor or a father or a politician, be in touch with enough things where nothing is catching you off guard because you're leading people. So you can't be deceived by something because you'll lead your people into the wrong thing at the wrong time. And so you can't afford to be ignorant, and he is ignorant on so many things. I like Trump a lot, even with all his flaws, because again, he has done some good things for America, and he has a lot of great business sense. That's why we had such good deals he made for with countries and things. But he was clueless. I mean, the vaccine, pushing that on the American people, when we knew, people that study and try to figure out what's going on, we knew before the vaccine ever came out, this is going to be deadly. They haven't used trials. They haven't had trials. They haven't done things like they're supposed to. And he's saying, everybody get this, the greatest thing ever. And ignorance is deadly. And the idea that this is all unfolding this way, again, I think is really wicked because it motivates you to do nothing. The greatest proof that this film, in my opinion, is a hoax is there are no action items at the end. With all the problems we face, think about that. There's none. It's like wave your flag. They have a scene of people waving the flag and sit back and relax. Well, even if the devolution was true, it wouldn't hardly fix anything. Our problems run 1,000 miles deeper than who is president. Our culture is collapsing. Our families, our young people are being destroyed by the educational system and the culture. Most churches are apostate. Immorality, pornography, drug addiction, alcohol abuse, et cetera, are rampant. There's a million things to be doing. And that's what I was waiting for. I watched this film and go, man, these people are delusional, but maybe they have a good heart. And when there was no action at the end, I realized, oh my goodness, they're really wanting you to do nothing. And they're going to have this plan unfold and everything will be fine. We are collapsing in every way. And this idiot is telling you, trust the plan. And I already know who he is, and I probably shouldn't use those words, but I've never bumped into someone more ignorant in my life, whoever they are, and I don't even care who they are. This thing was a classic piece of deep state propaganda. And if you or any of your friends have bought into this, please watch this video. Please share this video to wake people up, because if we can convince our side to do nothing, and Trump's coming back in there whenever he wants and all that, we're going to just keep going deeper and deeper in the hole. They're not taking down the cabal. They are strengthening it. They aren't taking back America. They're taking over America. Did you hear that? That's the key line of the whole thing. If you got anything out of this video, they're not taking back America. The devolution plan, they're taking over America. Devolution is the final assault on America to move us from what remains of our democratic republic to a totalitarian police state. Trump isn't controlling the military, the deep state is, and they aren't being set up to free the American people. They're being set up to be used against the American people. Like I said before, these are some key points I want to end with here, because you have to get this. So you realize, okay, I can't fall for this party line of do nothing and it will all work out in the end. That's what we believed for the last 100 years. Well, the next election, we'll get the right people in there and everything's going to be great. How has it turned out? Not too well. Another point on this is the stupidity of this film being put out, if it were true, would be unbelievable. Why would you let the cabal know what you're doing? This is almost like an act of treason, that if this plan was really going on, you'd make a movie about it so the whole world knows what's going on, so they could foil your plans. That showed me right there, too. I go, if this was real, the people that were really doing it would not be talking about it or exposing it to anyone. No one. Because there's no benefit to that. There's only a downside of the people that you're trying to round up and coerce and manipulate and set up for the fall are all going to know, oh, here's their plan. So they're going to prepare. They're not idiots that we're running against. We have a lot of idiots on our side. They don't. They have masterminds of strategy. They're geniuses in an evil way of understanding how to get what they want. And what they want is a surveillance police state of every human on the planet. And that's what this is all about. I truly believe whoever made the greatest show on earth is our enemy, whoever they are. They're an enemy because they're so ignorant. They shouldn't be making things to educate others when they don't understand the times, or they are evil and they are being used by the other side to act like they're on our side, which is very common, and to stop us from doing what we need to do. They are using fifth generation warfare to manipulate our side into doing nothing. Trust the old communist playbook plan and everything will be fine. Well, it won't be. And as the film ended, I watched the credits, and there was a lot of weird things about the credits. It said something very blasphemous when it first came up. The director, it said, directed by God. That's blasphemous. Your little foolish film with a bunch of secular rock music in it and a bunch of lies, and you say it was directed by God? How dare you? The greatest show on earth is one of the greatest deep state pieces of propaganda I've ever seen. GoodLion.tv is something I would encourage you to avoid. I think it's rotten to the core, and I don't even know what it is. I'm not even going to that website. But they are not to be trusted, in my opinion. We are in the war of our lives, and no one is coming to save us. Don't ever trust the plan. You need to trust in God, pray for mercy, and obey all the things He has commanded us to do. It's vital that we do that. He has allowed these wicked people to prosper because we have turned our back on Him. Our country has turned their back on Him. We've kicked Him out of the schools. We kicked the Ten Commandments out. We kicked prayer out. We said, no, we don't need you. And He said, okay, I'm going to show you what a world looks like when I am not there. My principles are not there. They're not being upheld. They're not being obeyed. What do you get when you take out Christianity and God's influence and His blessing? You get communism. That is the world we're heading into, period. And only the grace of God and His mercy will stop that from happening. We need to be prepared. We need to get our children and grandchildren on our team. We need to not be thinking any politician's going to do anything. I don't think Trump's getting back in there unless God steps up and does something. They have learned how to control the election systems now, and we are heading into rough waters. And so we need to do what we can do right in our local circle to be righteous, to be holy, to be a good influence, to be a light in this ever darkening world. And then there's a chance that God will step in and help us. But anyway, this stuff makes me mad. I'm sorry if I was wound up today. I hate lies. I hate people that try to use and deceive other people. And I just wanted to tell you and warn you about that. Devolution is the left's plan to finally get total control of America by using our military to come against the American people and enslave us. And we need to pray God does not allow that to happen. Our verse for this week, and this is what we need to be focused on, is 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. You need to be reading your Bible, memorizing scriptures, so you have the discernment and wisdom from God to see a lie when it's coming, to see a deception, and then walk in the light of the truth and stay on the path that he's called us to walk. As newborn babes, he's telling you, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. I'm going to end with a song one of my sons sang. I think you'll really enjoy this video. And I just want you to know I appreciate you greatly. Those that are subscribers, thank you for doing that. I hope you enjoy this song. And until next week, God bless you.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart promises, O Lord, that I lose not face, sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet thee, ere to take us from our Father.